everybody. I hope everyone's having a great Saturday morning. This is your girl, Shawana, doing another podcast. I'm still so excited by doing this podcasting thing. Letting go, let God take control, my Exodus movement. I hope everyone is being blessed with whatever I'm saying. I hope it is helping somebody. God is moving me to just speak and let it go. So whatever I'm saying, I hope that it's helping somebody. And I'm just going to continue to do it until he say stop. Today, I want to talk about why are we afraid to step out of the box? A lot of times, I know I can say for myself that I have been afraid to step out of the box and missed out on a lot of things that I consider could have been blessings for me at the time. But then I look back on it, and that's not what God had intended for me to do from the beginning. But a lot of times, God speaks to us about a blessing, a path that he wants us to go down, but we're afraid to step out that box and follow. And that's the key word, follow. A lot of times we're afraid to follow him and trust him on the path that he has for us. We want to do things our own way. And a lot of times when we do things our own way, it don't end up the right way. So that is the question I'm asking today. Why are we scared to step out of the box? A lot of times we can tell other people about stuff, what they should do, how they should do things. But when it comes to us doing some things, we're afraid to do it. Why is that? We're afraid to explore, especially if we have something that we want to do, like start a business or whatever the thing may be. And we see this dream, we see this thing that we want to do, but we're scared to take that chance or have faith in God that we'll succeed. I mean, it's not easy doing a lot of things. I mean, it's not easy coming up speaking on a podcast every day or every other day. It takes God to do it, because I'm putting myself out here speaking my truth about life and things that I've gone through, and that's not easy to do. That's not easy to let other people to hear your pains and hurts in your life. But I decided to step out the box. Never would I thought I'd be doing a podcast. Because I'm trusting and believing in God. I'm not being that person no more that's scared to step out. I'm living on God's faith. He's brought me this far, and I know he's not going to leave me. And that's a lot of times that we have to do. We have to have faith in God and knowing that whatever he has for us, we got to trust and believe that we're not going to fail at it. He's not going to let us fail. So why are we scared to step out on faith, step out of the box on things? A lot of times we be worried about what people say, especially our peers, our family members, co-workers, friends, our peers. We're scared of what they're going to think if we do this type of way. And then a lot of times we let people tell us how to do stuff, and knowing that's not how we want to do it, that's not our vision, but we settle. We got to stop doing that. We got to stop doing that. And we shouldn't worry about what people say. What other opinions, it doesn't matter. Only person that matters is God's opinion. That's it. That's the only person you should be afraid of, feared of, and worried about how he looks and think of you. Nobody else. Because we all fit the rags under his eyes. So why would you worry about what the next person say? And you know what? When you step out, and if it doesn't work, oh well. You just pick yourself up and try again. Don't be afraid to step out of the box again because it didn't work out the first time. You learn from your mistakes. What you did the first time and whatever mistake you did, you learn from it and you correct it and you do it better or you change it. That's what we have to do. And I'm learning that because it's taken a long time for me to learn that, you know, not to give up so quick. not to be worrying about what people say. A lot of times I would say, I don't care what people say. And we do say that. I don't worry about what folks say. But it is a part of us that do be worrying about what people think, especially your parents or your children, especially if you're trying to do something. You want to make sure you don't want to be out here doing something that's going to make you look bad in front of your children or your parents. So we do. So that's a statement sometimes that's false that we make. Well, I don't care what people say. Yeah, you do. I know I've made it so many times, but in that other side, in that back of my mind, I did care, especially how my kids thought of me and my parents. A lot of times I didn't care about what friends and family say, but those two right there, it did matter how I represented myself. And especially it matters how you represent yourself with God. That should matter. You should care about that. Because we are a representation of Him. But like I said, why are we afraid to step out of the box on a lot of things? We shouldn't be. We should just go for it and have that faith that no, God is not going to let us go. He's not going to let us fall down on our face. He's going to be right there guiding us. But we have to let Him guide us when He's doing it. Not run off and leave Him behind, and then you are going to fall down on your face. You are. So that's the question I'm asking today. Why are we scared to step out of the box? Why are we scared to just have faith in God? We all have so many talents. And we're scared to use those talents, to step out of the box with those talents of doing things, making things better in the world. We shouldn't be. We should just go forward. I'm learning that. I'm learning that every day. And I've learned that it's nothing that you can't learn from anybody else. Because there's always somebody else out there better that can do something better. And I love listening to people on different aspects on things in the world, especially older people, because you can learn so much from them. I love my new job. I started back at the school board, and then there's one of my coworkers. He is so, has so much wisdom, and I just love talking to him every day because he brings a new perspective for me about things in life and how to go about things, and I love that. So that's kind of what made me want to bring this podcast and saying, why are we so afraid to step out of the box? Because that question was brought to me by him. And he's like, young cat, I'm going to have to tell you, young cat, you know, you have to look at things like this. He said, I've been here a long time. And you're going to start seeing what I'm telling you if you live long enough. That's what he would that's what he'd tell me every day. And every day when I come to work, I see things in a different perspective. I see what he's talking about. Because God is allowing me to see those things. And because I pray to him, I say, look, God, show me. Give me a little wisdom. Show me things in a spiritual way where I can see it. And he does. And I start seeing it. And that's why I'm not afraid to step out of the box now. I'm not. So I hope you guys start realizing your worth and not be afraid to step out of the box, especially if you're trying to start a business, even if you're starting to have a relationship with somebody. You're kind of scared to deal with this type of person because you're worried about what somebody might say. Stop it. Go for it. God will let you know if it's going to work out or not. Anything that you're trying to do, have faith in it. Step out of the box with it and let God lead you. That's all you got to do. Because he's not going to fail you. He's not going to let you fail. And a lot of times if it doesn't work out, it doesn't mean that you fail. It means that God knew that that was not for you and he had something better. And you just got to hold on to that faith and let him keep leading you down the right path. That's all you have to do. So I hope this little snippet this morning of my podcast can help somebody and be blessing to somebody. It's just a question I wanted to ask this morning. Why are we so afraid to step out of the box? It doesn't matter what color we are, man, woman, child, whatever. We all human beings, and we all have talents, and we all have dreams and things that we want to do. And a lot of times we're afraid to step out of the box with it. But we shouldn't be. We should let God lead us. So I hope y'all have a great Saturday morning. There's more to come. I'll be back. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.